So The Age of Miracles is about a child's experience of the world, but it's not really fiction for children. Unlike the new book by The Daily Show head writer Tim Carvel, Planet Tad, about a 12-year-old boy and his blog. Studio 360's Henry Alford wanted to find out how this grown-up's depiction of their lives looks to some real kid bloggers.
Lola Owett, who's 9 years old, would love for you to read the posts on her blog, Third Grade Writer, with one caveat.
Don't read the next one there or the one called Could It Be, because it's really stupid. I was just writing, and I ate a lot of chocolate and coffee before that. So don't read that one.
Being a blogger between the ages of 9 and 13 is a delicate business. It's a really young age to be bearing your soul to an audience, even if some of that soul bearing takes the form of describing a recently acquired hair scrunchie. A few weeks ago, I asked Lola and two other young bloggers to read the new book, Planet Tad. Tad is a 12-year-old who starts a blog in hopes of attracting the attention of Natalie Portman. Lola and I were joined by Alex Casimir, who's 13. He writes fishslapsababyjr.com. Alex said that the part of Planet Tad that spoke to him the most was
the truthfulness of the pain of middle school.
9-year-old Gil Dominguez-Letelier, whose podcast The Mutant Season is on Nerdist.com, told us his favorite part of the book was
yeah, how hard he has to live through with his sister, who's sometimes annoying, just like my little sister and
which, of course, made Lola say
he reminds me of my brother.
Does he?
No, my brother's way worse.
Did Tad seem like a bit of a sad sack to you? I kind of wondered if, when he grows up, is he going to need a full-time nurse?
Definitely. There's this thing that happens with him being always like an airhead at times on how he picks on his sister Sophie without realizing it.
And everything goes wrong for him.
Yeah, and it's just, I think that's probably his biggest flaw. It's just that he doesn't really think things through, and who knows, maybe when he turns 18, he may go to college, he may live in his mother's basement until he's 40, and I don't know.
Or live in a stranger's
basement. He could live in a stranger's basement.
He could live in a stranger's basement, but we're all getting kind of a basement vibe from this guy as an adult, aren't we?
You'd have to pay $400 every month.
To live in his mother's basement.
If blog posts are a kind of psychological Polaroid, and if kids are typically going through more changes than adults are, then it makes sense that when we look at kids' blog posts, we see a lot of personalities being forged and altered, being tried on and then discarded. When I asked the members of my bloggers' roundtable why they blog, Lola said,
most people, when they have something to say, they would like go up to their friends or something and tell them, but I feel like I know them a lot and I can already predict what they're going to say back. So I just tell anyone who reads my blog, and I don't know them, so I don't know what they're going to say back.
Alex, how about you?
I blog because I'm incredibly bored at times.
Oh, my dear. Alex, why are you bored?
I'm bored because sometimes, you know, you just feel like doing stuff, getting something out. And I think blogging is the best exercise. Also helps you become a better writer as you go along, and also lets you get a lot of problems out.
So there's a little bit of a therapy element to it.
Yeah, blogging can help somebody from get off the brink of insanity.
That's a big responsibility.
It is.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was a kid, we all kept journals or diaries, but we would never show them to anyone. That's totally different today. Have you guys ever gotten busted? Have you ever written something and then had someone read it and get mad?
Well, my last blog post I wrote was talking about how I just realized that my friend is actually really mean and is manipulating me.
Oh, no.
So I wrote about that, and then, by mistake, I put my crush at the back of it. And I never got the chance to delete it yet.
Oh, no.
Are you going to?
Yeah, when my mom gives me my computer back.
Well, what about your friend? Are you still friends with her?
Nah, I'm not talking to her. I was going to yell at her, but the principal was sitting right next to me.
Oh.
I confess to the roundtable that sometimes when I blog, I notice that a different personality from my regular one emerges. I'm needier and more attention-seeking. I ask the bloggers if they experience the same thing.
I think when you're behind a keyboard at home, it has something to do with you being much more comfortable with whatever you're saying online rather than, like, in real life.
How is Blog Alex different from Real Life Alex?
Blog Alex is very sarcastic and, like you, a total jerk online, so.
I see. You guys, one of the cool things about having kids here to discuss a kids' book is that kids' books are always written by adults. Do you think that this author, Tim Carvell, did he capture what it feels like to be a kid blogger? Did it seem accurate?
It felt a little bit different than what a blog would actually be because most of them don't say things like, I think the most upsetting nursery rhyme has to be Pop Goes the Weasel with the whole exploding weasel thing. I just read that out of the book. It's more like what went on in their day and stuff. And
their Facebook updates.
Alex, you're saying that the book is reads like Facebook updates?
Yeah.
I think it's just a lot of here's my opinion. I mean, yes, there's probably some here's my opinion, but I don't think there'd be that much. But I'm not in middle school yet, so I don't know. Maybe I'll become a blogger and do a lot of here's my opinions.
Everyone says the kids today don't read, but these kids clearly knew their literary genres. They can tell a blog post from a status update. And their statements made me think that sometimes it's a lot easier to blog about how you think or feel rather than say it aloud.
I was kind of thinking about that part. It was kind of, how do I explain this? I'll think about it.
So maybe blogging, like tweeting, is a perfect vehicle for the vagaries of pre-adolescence. Monday, Jell-O again. I hate Jell-O. Tuesday, Jell-O again. Jell-O is awesome. In fact, maybe we all turn into preteens when we blog. We've all left the cafeteria, and we're all totally changing how we feel about Jell-O. With every blog post, we're practically a different person.
Is this your normal blogging?
No, I guess. I don't really. Good.
For Studio 360, I'm Henry Alford.
And at studio360.org, we've got some links to those kids' blogs.